Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories. A cruel thief has conned the sick out of cash. A city hair salon is top of the crops, and the king's new role has been announced by the Friends of Norwich Cathedral.
A serial fraudster who scammed a stage 3 cancer patient has been jailed for her latest tenancy scam. Natalie Chamberlain specialised in theft and deceit as she pulled off scams on people in Norfolk over the past 6 years. The 40-year-old used various aliases, including a cancer victim, Natalie Rivers, an admin assistant for Yorkshire-based Husky charity, and Natalie Collins, an army veteran. Chamberlain's latest scam involved an elaborate tenancy fraud scheme. After renting a property in Sheringham in December 2022, she was due to pay £1,036 in January 2023 and a normal month's rent in February of £850. Instead, Chamberlain made two more victims of a couple who, after viewing the property, signed the rental agreement and sent her £1,900, with more money sent to cover the TV licence. However, just as they were due to move in, Chamberlain, who previously lived in Cossey, claimed they could not as the roof had fallen in. When a family member went to the house to check, he found somebody completely different living at the property, another victim who had signed a contract and paid £1,800. During these interactions, Chamberlain would lie about being a paramedic, having illnesses, family illnesses, and being in the army to lure her victims in. In court, the legitimate landlord, who saw none of the money, said, "When I discovered that I'd been conned by Natalie and lied to using the most grotesque excuse, I felt a myriad of emotions, embarrassment, shame, anxiety and depression. This continued during 4 months of chemotherapy and I could not and still cannot believe that somebody could be so cruel." Currently in HMP Bronzefield, Chamberlain appeared at Hendon Crown Court when she admitted to 9 charges related to tenancy fraud and faking documents in Sheringham last year, and 1 count of possessing an article for use in fraud at Pagham, West Sussex. She was sentenced to 16 months in prison for the Norfolk frauds and a further 9 months, which related to a Metropolitan Police case for theft in a house linked to fraud, 25 months in total.
The inaugural Norwich Dragon Boat Race drew a large crowd to Riverside. The 12 eager teams, including supporters from Candor, Birkett's, Alan Boswell Group and event sponsors Larkin Gowan Chartered Accountants and Business Advisors, participated in a fiery competition. The races were dominated by the team from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, who displayed unmatched competitiveness from the very start. Following a thrilling semi-final and final, the fire crew emerged as champions. The race, held in 3 rounds, saw participants pushing their limits with each heat, leading to continuous improvement from all the teams. Using the picturesque Riverside venue as a backdrop, the event not only served as adrenaline-charged entertainment, but also an effective platform to raise awareness about the issues faced by children and young people affected by sexual abuse. Brave Future, the charity to benefit from funds raised by the event, is optimistic about surpassing its target of £10,000. They plan to bring back the Dragon Boat Race in September 2025, promising an even larger celebration of community spirit.
A salon where city folk have been getting their hair cut for more than a decade has been named the best in the county. Barry Allen Hair Salon in Pottergate opened its doors in Norwich 13 years ago, having already operated in Long Stratton for 9 years. Salon owner Barry Wright is no stranger to accolades, securing the silver medal at the Weller Trend Vision International Competition in London in 2013. Now as part of the Muddy Stilettos Awards for 2024, with around 515,000 people voting nationally, the salon has been named the best in Norfolk. Barry's wife, Beth Wright, who runs the marketing for the salon and has been involved with the business for the last 18 years, was ecstatic when she heard the news. The salon is entered into the national stage of the Muddy Stilettos Awards, with winners to be announced in July.
it was time for celebration, as a special choral evensong service was held at Norwich Cathedral to mark the 30th anniversary of the first ordination of women to the priesthood in the Church of England. Some of the original 20 women who were ordained in Norwich 3 decades earlier were involved in the service. The Bishop of Lynn, the Right Reverend Dr. Jane Steen, said, "It's a great joy to celebrate 30 years of women's ordained priestly ministry. As the whole people of God, lay and ordained, work out our calling, we seek to fulfil the baptismal vocation the Lord has given us, and it is a blessing that the Church offers a variety of ministries in which those callings can be expressed."
King Charles's new role at Norwich Cathedral has been revealed as he continues a royal family tradition. His Majesty sent a letter confirming that he will continue the royal patronages to the Friends of the Norwich Cathedral. Charles Barrett, chairman of the Friends, said, "I am absolutely delighted on behalf of all the Friends that the honour of royal patronage will be continued into our 95th year. It is so appropriate as we approach our centenary celebrations. The King is continuing his mother's legacy. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth accepted the patronage after her parents, King George VI and Her Majesty the Queen, became patrons in 1950. The Friends is an independent charity that was founded in 1930 to help maintain Norwich Cathedral's fabric. The charity has supported building, restoration work and the rebuilding of the cathedral's organ over the 9 decades it has been in action." The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said, "Norwich Cathedral is honoured and delighted that His Majesty the King has accepted the patronage of the Friends of Norwich Cathedral. The historic and close ties between the royal family, Norfolk and the cathedral are something we celebrate."